can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content on the site. So if you see something that you enjoy online, maybe it's a YouTube video or news article, or maybe something is outrageous that you want to share with our listeners, you can just submit it as show prep, and then it will appear on the upcoming stories page, where you may then vote on the various different upcoming stories, vote on different items on the site, vote it up, vote it down, whether you like or dislike. The most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning more of our listeners and website viewers will see the story. We're more likely to see it as well, and you can go to freetalklive.com to get interactive in that way. Of course, we prefer you to get interactive on the phones with us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're broadcasting live from BitInstant.com's brand new offices. They're plush offices. These are nice.
It's modern.
Nice digs. We're here in the third floor of some lovely place in Manhattan.
I think this is Chelsea.
Chelsea? This is not Manhattan?
This is Manhattan.
This is
Manhattan. Chelsea District.
Near the Flatiron Building.
Okay, so there's districts. I'm from Keene, New Hampshire. Everything's just Keene. So there's West Keene in Keene, but that's about it.
Yeah, people care about that.
Right. So we're here, and we'll, of course, take your calls about anything at all. Obviously, Bitcoin is kind of going to be the focus here throughout the evening as we have interesting folks milling about. According to one count, there are at least 42 people in this office at the moment. Relatively small offices.
And this isn't the amount of people that we could bring to an office building in Manhattan.
No, I don't think we've brought any of these.
This is
here.
Mostly about people who are movers and shakers in the Bitcoin community.
Right. This is a Bitcoin meetup, and we were invited, which is very very nice of Eric and the rest of the crew here at BitInstant.com. Now, Eric, you're back sitting in on the third mic with us here. We had kind of left off mid-conversation during the first hour of the show, and I know that Mark had a question specifically for you.
Well, basically what I wanted to ask is, and this is, in libertarian circles, one of the first things that always comes up. And we've been asked this, but I want to ask you, because I felt like your explanation in the past has been really good. Bitcoins aren't backed by anything. What makes Bitcoins valuable?
Right. So it might surprise some people to realize that gold is also not backed by anything. No one will redeem your gold for anything else. It is a commodity. It is an asset, and people value it because it is useful and because it is scarce. And when you understand that gold is not backed by anything and that it can still achieve a value,
right.
One might understand then that a Bitcoin can also be valuable for the same reason. It's not backed by anything, but it is a commodity in its own right. It is valuable because it's useful and because it is scarce. And this is very different from something like a fiat currency, which is valuable purely because by decree. Fiat means by decree of government. So the U.S. dollar is fiat, and something like gold and Bitcoin are much more similar to each other.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to address the question about, why is Bitcoin valuable when it doesn't have anything backing it, which, is, I think, it's definitely a valid question for a lot of people to ask. But, it kind of accepts the idea that gold is intrinsically valuable. But you're right. Nobody has to accept gold.
There's lots of metals in the world.
Yeah, and gold.
Right. Why is gold the most valuable metal? I guess it's not.
Gold is the way it is because it's got hundreds of years of history behind it, and Bitcoin, I don't know if it's got 5 years of history quite yet.
No, and I think people use the term backing incorrectly. People talk about a gold-backed dollar, and that was valuable because dollars are not useful in and of themselves. They are just certificates printed by a machine,
of paper.
Right?
Nice paper.
Right?
Paper.
So if you're going to give them valid value, you need to back them with something that has value, a commodity. Bitcoin is not like that because it is valuable in and of itself for its usefulness and its rarity.
What is the usefulness and rarity? Explain that to me.
So the usefulness of Bitcoin is that it is the only way in the world to store and transfer value instantly, anonymously, and without any counterparty risk. You cannot transfer gold without counterparty risk. You cannot store it without counterparty
risk.
What is
a counterparty risk?
Counterparty risk means someone else has influence on the situation. So your bank account has counterparty risk in the bank, right? The bank can take your money or freeze your account. That's counterparty risk.
The bank might may turn your money over to the government?
Right, that's counterparty risk.
So there's no middleman in this transaction?
Or it's only up to you what you're doing with it. There's no one else that has influence. So
whereas a person was trying to store, say, you know, a ton of gold, they would have to spend a great deal of money and trust other people to
exactly.
do it. If a person mm-hmm. wanted to spend a ton of gold's worth of, hold a ton of gold's worth of bitcoins, they could do it on a hard drive.
Yep.
They need almost no dollars to make that happen.
Right.
Very, very little.
Yep.
Probably, they probably have the items in their house to make
it
happen.
You can store the amount of space that one bitcoin takes compared to 100,000 bitcoins
right.
is the same amount
of
space.
If you want to store a ton of gold, it'll crack your garage
yeah.
floor.
Try sending $10 million worth of gold across national borders without anyone knowing about it.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's either highly risky or it's going to be reported and tracked.
You can send bitcoins to and from North Korea anytime you want.
You can email,
as long as they have a
you
computer.
Can email $1 million of bitcoins to someone instantly anywhere. And anyone that doesn't understand the value of that is going to be hard to convince.
Well, there are definitely going to be people that that are not going to come along in the beginning days of Bitcoin, and they're going to lose out.
Okay,
likely.
We'll sell them to them at $100 a Bitcoin.
They're amazing. And I'm so glad, Eric, you know, maybe we can have you back here in a little bit. Actually, we've got Glenn online. If you want to stick, we'll take Glenn's call here. He may have a good question here. Let's talk to Glenn listening in Ontario. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Eric from BitInstant.com.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, Glenn?
Actually, I just wanted to ask a few questions with regards to Bitcoin, and in particular, Gresham's Law.
Sure.
I was curious. I actually wanted to get in on Bitcoin right from the start when they were like under a penny. I've only just now finding it easy enough for me to get in. In Canada, I don't think that I was able to find a place to do that. So I had to go through, I think, Vertex. But I'm just starting with that now. But I was curious with regards to that, because as I understand with Gresham's Law, obviously bad money drives out good money. And I was just wondering how you think that'll play out in the long run with regards to still things like the Federal Reserve notes versus Bitcoin.
Good question.
Yeah, so Gresham's Law is often a little misunderstood. Gresham's Law states that bad money will drive out good, but the problem is people forget the second part of it, which is that only applies when there's a fixed mandated exchange rate between two commodities. As long as you do not have a fixed exchange rate, Gresham's Law does not apply. It's a concept that only applies when a government tries to fix two assets at a certain price, like gold and silver. If you have gold and silver fixed at a certain price and the market will disagree with you eventually, Gresham's Law will take effect and cause certain economic problems.
But I know that from my purchasing of silver, I'm far more likely to spend U.S. dollars than I am to spend my silver.
And that's sort of like a soft Gresham's Law.
Yeah.
There's no fixed exchange rate between the two, but what's basically happening is that the person who wants your silver should offer you a discounted price because the silver is more valuable. But because the vendor is fixing the price of something with dollars or with silver, it's sort of like an artificial fixing, and you're going to give them the dollars.
Yep. You're either going to do it or you're not. I mean, bitcoins are worth $10 right now. I wouldn't sell any of my bitcoins for $10. But if you came to me and asked me for $12.50 per bitcoin,
right.
Well, then I can see that, okay, maybe. And, you know, maybe I'd do it, maybe I wouldn't. At this point, I think that they'll be worth $12.50 in, you know, a period of time, so I don't know why
right.
I get rid of them just so I have to buy some more.
Yeah, the important takeaway is that the problems that derive from Gresham's Law will only apply if there's a fixed exchange rate between bitcoin and some other commodity, and there never can be, so that won't be a problem.
Glenn, does that answer your question?
I guess it's just because the government obviously only has its hand on one of the commodities. I guess I had one last thing. You said you were from BitInstant?
Yeah, BitInstant.
Any plans on extending that so that you can deposit in other countries, like Canada?
That's what I was going to ask. We kind of touched
when
on
when does BitInstant go to Canada?
Right. What's the plan?
There's at least a dozen people there that need to buy bitcoins now.
Two weeks till we're in Canada.
2 weeks, according to the big boss man over here. We'll have on here in a little bit.
Yeah.
So, Glenn, we'll let you know when the Canada announcement comes up. We'll certainly mention that on our program.
Yeah, no doubt.
And thanks for the call tonight, man.
Keen to for then.
Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks. Appreciate it. So 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And the guy who gave that answer, I believe, is the CEO, the president of Bitcoin, Charlie.
One of those, Charlie.
Charlie, we're going to have him on here at some point.
I got no idea what a SACL is.
He definitely seems to be in charge. So we'll bring him on. Also, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. We're here live in Manhattan at BitInstant.com's off the grand opening Bitcoin meetup party thing. More coming up.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 22nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1640.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1681.67, 840.84 for a half ounce, or 420.42 for a quarter ounce. That's 1681.67, 840.84, and 420.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. Toll-free number, Brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. We've got a lot of stuff. The bulletin board system is one of those features. It's our forum. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there. Once again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. We're doing something a little bit different tonight. Instead of where we normally are in our LRN.FM studios in Keene, New Hampshire, we are here in Manhattan at the brand new offices of BitInstant.com. And of course,
Radio City, I hear New York's called.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, well, we're here, and it's a good time, and there are a lot of people, dozens of people packed into this office right now. Folks are enjoying each other's company and talking, of course, Bitcoin and all other things that are related to that. And of course, that's what we're talking about tonight for the most part on the show, but there's other stuff in the news, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk about some of that. But, of course, we'll also take your calls as well, 855-450-FREE. Your call does not have to be Bitcoin-related, but if it is, we certainly have the folks with the expertise on the topic around us here. So, you know, Mark and I, we know a thing or two about Bitcoin. We're certainly no stranger to it. But these guys absolutely know it inside and out. They've got some great answers to some really tough questions. So 855-450-3733 allows you to take control of the airwaves here. And so we've just been kind of talking with some of the interesting attendees here tonight. We've got Ifu sitting here on our third microphone. Good evening, Ifu.
Hey, how's it going?
It is going great. And so you're here tonight. What's your relationship with Bitcoin?
I got started, you know, finding online. And then what happens is I went to the last year's Bitcoin conference, and I saw everybody working on, like, really great software. And I wonder, it's like, you know, who's not working on the hardware? And I think that the question is the answer. So I went to work on hardware because I believe that Bitcoin is a technology designed for the future, a future where internet is everywhere and internet devices are, you know, affordable and cheap. But that's not currently the situation in the U.S. market. And I just want to go change that. And so I'm working on a tablet that's going to be Bitcoin tablet.
So. Yeah. Tell me more about what would that do? What that means? Because I mean, tablets, phones, these things aren't incredibly expensive. So when you say cheap, like, what are you talking about? What kind of price range do you consider?
I'm talking about like $100.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, would it be just for Bitcoin, or what would the vision be?
Well, the vision is that it has to be open source because freedom for. But what I really like about Bitcoin is because the freedom it provides, right? It allows you to do all these things. It's not because somebody says you can't do it. You could choose, and the key here is the freedom of choice, and it's going to be open source hardware tablet. So all parts are going to be open source. It's going to be on Android, so that's open source. The hardware design is going to be open source. So everybody is free to modify it.
So any manufacturer could step up and take these plans and produce their own.
Yeah.
And will you be just doing kind of the creation of the specs, or will you also be looking for a manufacturer and looking to
make them? I have a manufacturer in mind to do them. Already? Yeah.
So what would it be called? I mean, what can you tell us? What's not being kept under wraps about this?
What is that? The name is Theis. It's T-H-E-I-S. Mm-hmm. Theis is the name. And specs-wise, we're looking at pretty competitive specs because it's going to be a 1.5 gigahertz dual core. It's going to have HDMI, USB host, micro SD card expandable slots. It's going to have a HD 1200 by 800 IPS display, 5-point touch. As well as.
It sounds geekalicious.
Yeah, I know, right?
So, now it's going to come with Bitcoin loaded on there, Bitcoin software.
So, that's another key. I think the thing is to provide people with the tools. Like, I feel that what we should do for Bitcoin is not to build services, but build platforms so it could thrive. And I think that's the real problem. It's like, Bitcoin is so amazing, but, like, we can't buy gas with it. You know, that's.
Not yet.
Right. Exactly, not yet.
This week.
Not yet. And I think that's what a lot of developers they want to change that, and so we're going to try to build these platforms to, you know, allow Bitcoin to grow, and the tablet is going to be one of them.
That's exciting.
Now, just as the guy who doesn't understand all the computer stuff, let me ask some questions here. Now, this tablet that you're going to design, could somebody choose to use it and really not care about Bitcoins at all? I mean, it sounds like
sure,
it's going to be a low-cost tablet that's going to be kind of, I don't know, Ubuntu-y. Is that right?
Help me out here. Yeah,
it's
going to, you know, I'm going to release all the Linux kernel. It's a lot of tech stuff because that's what I really do. But what I'm trying to target is, besides the consumer point, is to allow it as a point of sale system for most stores. And so they could take that and accept Bitcoins.
So this is the cash register.
Right.
Okay, exactly. Thanks. I got it.
Great. So what's the timetable looking like for your project?
I hope to release by the end of this year.
It's exciting.
So what does this take? I mean, you've got to be going, manufacturing. Are you manufacturing right here in the United States?
unfortunately, I'm not.
How could you possibly do that? Yeah. So, what's it take? I mean, foreign trips and all that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Passports, all that. I mean, is it difficult to be able to fly over to? Is it China that you're going to be producing?
Right. Yes.
Malaysia. Okay.
China, Shenzhen, particularly. But it's not too bad, to be honest. Like, going there, because China is really taking up ahead in the low-end hardware battle, really. Mm-hmm. Like, over there, the competition is so large that new tablets are literally coming out every 2-3 months, and you don't see that over here in the U.S. Like,
Are they innovating the tablets, then? They're creating the tablets? The technology is not coming from the United States. They're being created. The technology for the tablets is being created in China?
I wouldn't exactly say that. Okay. I mean, they use chips that are owned and made by, U.S.-based companies,
okay.
But they kind of take it, and then they just make tablets out of them because everything is made in China, and then they try to go for the low points on the prices where we over here really don't, and so...
Well, we've seen over the years, China has become better and better at creating... You mentioned low-end stuff, but they're getting better at the mid and the high-end stuff, too. So it's exciting to see their market really expand and the variety of products that's
coming out there. Actually, when I'm talking about low-end, I'm talking about, like, I could probably say that the hardware spec is either on par or better than the Nexus 7. So it's
that's
actually,
the Google.
Right, exactly, and it will be half their price point.
Yeah.
It's not because, they are made in the U.S., which is perhaps why they call so much, actually. But
what operating system is going to be on this, the Theus?
It's going to be on the Jelly Bean.
Okay, so Android's newest.
Right, Android's newest, definitely.
So, what, Jelly Bean?
That's their. They have the code names, so when they release new operating system versions, they name them after foods, right?
Right, they named after...
Gingerbread was one of them.
Yeah, cookies, I think.
Yeah, Jelly Beans would not be a cookie, but it would be some sort of sweet, delicious food. Jelly Bean is their current version, I believe. That
4.1.
Got it.
So there you go. What else did you want to share? Is there a website? How can people follow the development?
Yeah, I mean, development is going to be on bitsyn.com.
B-I-T-S-Y-N?
S-Y-N.
As in, like, syncation? Or
No, it's BitSyncom. Syncom stands for Synchronous Satellites. It's a retired word used by NASA a while ago.
I see.
Yeah.
BitSyn.com, BitSyncom.com for the latest.
Fast.
For the latest on the Theus, this upcoming tablet. Did you have one here or some sort of a prototype? I mean, I thought I saw you showing some folks here a moment ago. And
I just got the latest 4.1 on it because what my biggest struggle with China really is that the tech over there are, like, they don't comply to GPL, right? Any libertarian would know that GPL is like
open source.
Yep. And China's all like, what is open source? And so after finally, repeatedly sending emails and suggestions, talking to other companies, last Saturday, they have finally confirmed that, okay, we're going to release the kernel source code for this chipset.
Thanks for sharing that. I really appreciate it. We've got to move on here. We've got other folks who want to talk. Also, calls coming in, 855-453. We'll, I'm sure, hear more about the Theus in the future. Free Talk Live.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features you'll find on our site, and those features include the promote page. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. If you want to help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the world, there's some tools there that will allow you to do that. You can get a free bumper sticker. Of course, if you're here in Manhattan at the bitinstant.com office launch party that we're attending here tonight, there's a stack of Free Talk Live bumper stickers there, so you just walk right in and grab one. And you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. We've got web banners, high-res graphics, all manner of different things for you to use to promote Free Talk Live, to get into this program, into more ears around the world. Because, you know, the ideas of freedom are pretty important, and the Bitcoin, I think, is going to be a really important factor in achieving more liberty in our lifetime. As we've talked about, it can help people avoid the, you know, the depredations of the state, avoid the ever-reaching grasp of the bureaucracy that wants to get into your business and your personal life and your wallet. And Bitcoins can help prevent them from doing that, because it takes your value out of their money system and puts it in a money system that is completely market-based. That's one of the things that I think is so incredibly valuable about the Bitcoin, is that it's true free market money. I mean, for the first time, yeah, you've got companies like corporations. They produced private currencies in the form of coupons for many, many years. But those haven't been interchangeable. You haven't been able to really do any significant level of trading in coupons. You can't instantly send a coupon across the world and have it be valuable in Hong Kong.
Most of them are denominated in a
U.S. dollar,
U.S. Currency anyway. So if you get, you know, say you go to Home Depot and you buy a $50 Home Depot card, that $50 card is going to devalue at the same rate that a $50 bill does,
right,
because it's
so
only worth $50. It's not like they peg it to gold and silver and then say, oh, well, you know, as the dollar devalues, then we're going to just increase the amount on your card. They don't do that. So there's not too many. I mean, you could claim
this is a true free market currency,
but gold and silver have been manipulated by the banks for as long as currencies have been not pegged to them.
And it's so much more useful than gold and silver because you can instantly transfer bitcoins from point A to point B, wherever those points are, around the globe. And in theory, into space as well. Wherever it is the internet ends up going, Bitcoin can go as well. And in fact, we've got the co-founder and the CEO of BitInstant.com with us here on the third microphone. Charlie Schrem is with us. Good evening.
Hey, everyone. Good evening.
Good to have you here, Charlie. And we're going to talk more about BitInstant and you and here in a moment. We've got some folks that have been waiting patiently to get on the air with us, and so maybe they'll have questions and you might be able to help them with that.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Dave is with us first in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Charlie.
Hey, great to catch you guys on the road. Hey,
Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, I understand that bitcoins are made from mining bitcoins, and I'm wondering how do you mine bitcoins, and if you be a miner, can you get rich by mining a whole bunch of bitcoin?
So the original Bitcoiners who first started mining for Bitcoins, you can mine Bitcoins with your laptop or personal computer at home. But the issue is now is that the more people that are mining, it takes a lot more computing power in order for you to actually mine Bitcoins. So your laptop, instead of a year ago or 2 years ago, you get one or two Bitcoins. Now your laptop is only going to yield you like 0.00001 Bitcoin.
So it's getting harder to mine as time goes on?
It's like a lottery system. So if you have three people playing the lottery, if you have one lottery ticket, you have a third of a chance of winning the lottery. Mm-hmm. But if you have one lottery ticket and there are a million people playing the lottery, then you have a millionth of a chance to actually win.
That's how it works. Yep.
So the more people are mining, the more difficult the mining becomes.
Exactly, and that's called the difficulty level. And you can actually see that level and base your calculations on that. So if you know what electricity costs you, if you know what your computers cost you, mm-hmm. you can take those calculations and try to predict how many bitcoins every day you'll be able to mine. And if you have a large enough computer and cheap enough electricity, then yeah, you can be very profitable mining bitcoins.
So, for instance, if you were to get electricity from, say, solar panels or something like that
sure.
would be a good way to mine these things?
I forget who actually did it, but there are a bunch of people who ran numbers of solar panel companies. And I think if you live, I forget the state exactly, but it's definitely a southern state where electricity is a lot
Arizona.
Cheaper. Yeah, it's like Arizona where there's a lot of sun. And if you just mine bitcoins for the purpose of paying back the cost of solar panels within like a year, it'll pay
wow.
it all back.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Outstanding. Dave, does that answer your question?
Well, yes, and I got another aspect of the question.
Sure.
A lot more people be mining. Does that affect the price and the value of them?
Good question.
So if more people are mining bitcoins, it doesn't directly affect the value. However, it does, because if more people are mining, that means that there's more miners that want to mine, and that means that they see more value in mining, and that means that there are more transactions happening and more people using Bitcoin. Because the more adoption Bitcoin has, it makes the price go up. The more transactions that are happening, it makes the price of Bitcoin go up. The more of a demand for Bitcoin, it makes the price go up.
So the beauty of Bitcoin is the deal.
Sorry?
You could, in theory, pay your electric bill by mining Bitcoin
sure.
if you were...
Free electric. If you could get free electric, you could be a good miner.
Well, right.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you have a nice mining rig and you live in Norway or Antarctica or even, like, New York in the winter because it gets really cold here, you don't need to pay heating bills anymore. Your mining computers will just, like, heating up your full house.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Jacob's in Ohio. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Charlie from BitInstant.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jacob.
Hey, I was going to talk about tablets, but I wanted to, I heard there's going to be some debit cards with Bitcoins. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that is awesome. Now, what about PayPal? I know you can't exchange, like, Bitcoins for PayPal. What if you did, like, a third-party system, like, where you buy, like tickets, and the tickets will let you get Bitcoins?
That's an interesting idea. Like, right now, you can actually go to BitInstant.com and give us your Bitcoins, and we'll give you PayPal, so if you want to cash out. But the problem is with the problem is with buying Bitcoins for PayPal is that because Bitcoins are irreversible and PayPal is reversible, then you can use a stolen account or even use your own account and just reverse the charge, and you'll have the Bitcoins and you have your PayPal.
Ooh,
so
that's not good.
Exactly. Whoever bought your Bitcoins is, you know, screwed right there. But your idea is actually a very good one, and something that a lot of people are working out, which is basically like take your PayPal, buy a $50 iTunes gift card with it, and then someone will buy that $50 iTunes gift card or $50 worth of Bitcoins. And it's happening on the forums every single day.
No, the forums are the Bitcoin forums?
BitcoinTalk.org. And it's the OTC, so it's the over-the-counter exchange. You can go up and it's kind of like informal-formal, where you have an account and then you say what you want and what you have, and other people do the same, and then you connect that way.
Yeah.
Jacob, other thoughts?
I heard Ian talking about it last night or a couple nights ago. So I think I'm going to invest. It's only like $11 a Bitcoin right now, right?
Get in, because it's going to be 110 before you know it.
It's at 980 right now.
I
don't know if Mark knows exactly what he's talking about.
This is a prediction.
Mark, his predictions are as valuable as anyone else's predictions. I'd like to point that out. They could go down, in theory, right? So we have to acknowledge that.
Bitcoins are built to appreciate, though. So, I mean, for us, at least, as a business, and for I know a lot of people who invest in Bitcoin, it's like do or die. Either Bitcoins will go up, or they're planning on losing all their money. If Bitcoin goes down, of course, you should never, you know, throw all of your money in Bitcoin. I would never say to you should always keep all your eggs in different baskets and diversify your portfolio. But I mean, with Bitcoin,
have you heard of Xcoins at all? It's like a competition to Bitcoins, where like it has more coins they push out. I heard of that like a couple years ago. It was called Xcoins.
Yeah, IOCoin and IXCoin are forks of Bitcoin, so they're basically people who said, we like Bitcoin, but we think we can make it better.
It's open source software.
Exactly. Because it's open source software, you can kind of start your own blockchain.
So hold on. When you say it's a fork of Bitcoin, does that mean they're different than Bitcoin? So they're still included in the Bitcoin network?
They're like mutated Bitcoins. They're different.
I got to talk to you about this credit card.
Jacob, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. I've never heard of those two, and I wonder what their market penetration is compared to Bitcoin. Not much. All right, so 855-450-3733. The Bitcoin credit card. Talk a little bit more about that. Come up. Take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Love for old and old and we, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. They are completely free. So once again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, one of the ways you can support this radio program is by shopping with Free Talk Live. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon. Click into the Amazon that's right for you. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. Click on the right one, get your shopping done, get the stuff you want, get the stuff you need, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. All you have to do is start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. So you'll get everything you're looking for, and you'll help Free Talk Live at the same time. Now, we're here live in Manhattan at the grand opening party, for lack of a better term, of BidInstant.com. They have opened up some offices here in Manhattan, kind of known as the financial district of certainly the United States, if not a good portion
Ground
of the world.
Zero.
This is a good place to be if you're going to be in the business of money. And Bitcoins are money in a way that no money that we've ever experienced has ever been before. It's brand new. It's breaking new ground every single, as time goes on, every month there's something fresh, there's something exciting, something new going on with Bitcoin. I know, Mark, you're jazzed about the Bitcoin debit card, and you really want to talk to Charlie Shrem about it. He is the CEO of BitInstant.com, also the co-founder. And Charlie, you're gracious enough to take time out of this party here where you've got a whole office full of people.
40-50 people here.
Yeah, to sit down and talk with us, and I appreciate that. And do you mind fielding a few more phone calls before Mark gets to his question?
I love phone calls.
All right, let's do that. Let's talk to Stoner on the line in Wichita. You're on Free Talk Live.
You're laughing like you're laughing like you know something about that, Charlie.
What's a Stoner? What?
Yeah, right. Stoner, you're on Free Talk Live with Charlie Shrem from BitInstant.
Well, I'm not really a stoner. I'm a stoner, but thank you anyways. But I have a question about Litecoin or Litcoin, and if the makers of Bitcoin actually incorporated them to compete with the Bitcoin, as in like bringing in silver to their gold.
Well, I don't know enough about Litecoins. I mean, Charlie, obviously you're not dealing with Litecoins, right, with BitInstant.com. Are you familiar with them?
Litecoin's just like the other versions of, like, IOCoin and IXCoin, NuCoin, Namecoin, SolidCoin. They're all, like, groups of people who said, you know, we love Bitcoin, but we think that we should change this or change that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because Bitcoin, you can't go back and change history. You can't rewrite history because, you know, you can't go back and say, all right, forget 21 million coins. We're going to go print more. It's going to change the whole dynamic of Bitcoin. These guys decided because Bitcoin's open source software, they can take it and start up a new one. Now, they're going to start up a new one. They're not going to call it Bitcoin 2.0. They're going to call it IOCoin or NuCoin. So all of these kind of forks are different experiments around Bitcoin, and you never know if there's a tragic flaw of Bitcoin and one of these other coins, I guess, patched it or made it better, then everyone can start using those new ones and rather and, you know, leave Bitcoin.
It'd have to be a real tragic flaw.
Yeah, it'd have to be a really tragic.
At this point, you know, your Bitcoins are worth $10 a piece. People are going to work hard to repair whatever that flaw is in the open source software.
There's $100 million worth of Bitcoins in the world today that are, like, owned by people.
How many millions of dollars worth of Litecoins are there?
It's like $10.
$10 worth of Litecoins. Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've got to start somewhere, and who knows? You know, maybe they will manage to outcompete Bitcoin. But Bitcoin's established, I mean, as far as the world of digital currency, Bitcoin's established at this point. And Stoner, I don't know if we've answered your question.
No, I mean, I was just wondering, as you're bringing new applications for Bitcoins, if you're going to allow these other companies that are, I guess, competing, would be also to incorporate their source of business into the same application.
Well, one point of clarification, I don't know about Litecoin, but I know there's no company behind Bitcoin. Bitcoin doesn't have some sort of agency or organization that is, you know, incorporated or anything like that. It's an open source project
that no owner
can work on.
There's no owner of Bitcoin. These groups that are starting these new ones are just like groups of five or six people or one or two people, and they're doing what Satoshi did. But what Satoshi did was different. It was just him or him being a group of people. We don't really know. No one knows who Satoshi is. Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin. Satoshi created Bitcoin. He handed it over to a group of core developers when he realized it was off of the ground, and he disappeared. And why he did that, no one really knows. But I think that he did that because he wanted Bitcoin to grow without his intervention.
Well, right, without having, like, this kind of cult of personality come up around it.
Exactly.
So much.
He didn't want people to say, like, oh, Satoshi wanted this, Satoshi wanted that, Satoshi is going to push Bitcoin in this direction, Satoshi is greedy. Satoshi stepped back as soon as Bitcoin was able to stand on its own 2 feet and let it run its course.
And Satoshi's likely a nom de plume or a pseudonym of somebody who's... He may still be involved, but is humble enough to choose not to make this, I will be in charge of Bitcoins.
Or he's scared or terrified. I mean, if you started a currency that hundreds of thousands of people around the world are using, would you be scared?
Well, you could, because, I mean, there's places around the world where they don't, including the United States, frankly, where they don't want, competition to currency.
This is a huge threat to the status quo, to the financial system as we know it today. Stoner, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Jim is on the line here listening in Florida. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Charlie from BitInstant.com.
Hey, yes, great topic. I've got two questions for you. The first question is, is there a book that someone could buy, you know, on Amazon, that would kind of give you the A to Z of how this whole Bitcoin deal works? I mean, the
Bitcoin for Dummies.
Stuff.
Don't even say that, because we're literally in talks with the Four Dummies company. John Wiley and Son.
I can hear it coming.
Yeah, John Wiley and Son, based out of New Jersey, own the Dummies franchise. And we reached out to them, and Eric, who was on here before, we have like 10 of their books. They sent us samples, and we're either going to, like, we're going to write it or they're going to write it. But
oh, cool.
There is one happening in the near future.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, this is a lot to grasp. It is. Now, the second question is, I don't know what the difference is between your currency and other currencies that the U.S. government has shut down. And this is something that's been confusing to me over the years. You'll hear about someone that comes out with a currency, and all of a sudden that person is deemed a criminal and they're put in jail. And then other people have currencies, like, for example, Ithaca, New York has their own, like, local currency that they use. This is becoming very popular as a form of barter. how do you stay on the other side of that line where you're going to be able to not be a criminal and the government isn't going to try and shut down what you're doing?
So it's important to understand that BitInstant, our company, we're not the owners of Bitcoin. We just operate as a clearinghouse between dollars and Bitcoin and Bitcoins to dollars. No one actually owns Bitcoin. But to answer your question, eGold is exactly what you're talking about. eGold or ePassport is eGold was a currency that he started, and this guy who owned it and had it for years running, but Ponzi schemes developed out of it, scams developed out of it, and the government decided to shut it down, which was very easy for them. All they had to do is knock on Mr. Eagle's door and said, you know, we're closing you up. The beauty of Bitcoin is that there's no one person. There's no door to knock on. I don't know if you're familiar with file sharing, but just like they can never shut down Kazaa, LimeWire, Napster, why? Why can they never shut those companies down? File sharing will always exist because there's no one company that runs file sharing. As long as there's two people willing to accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin will survive.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
Jim, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And it is a good question, and it's really important to realize it's one of the reasons why Bitcoin is so valuable is because it can't be targeted to be taken out by some sort of government raid. I remember when I got into the world of alternative currencies, so it was in the early part of the first part of this century, with the Liberty Dollar. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but it was the most successful alternative currency that the country had seen up until that point. It was gold and silver, and in some cases, actual warehouse receipts, which could have been exchanged for the gold and silver that was indicated on that warehouse receipt. The receipts were beautiful. They were well designed.
And he actually had the gold in a warehouse somewhere.
Actually did, yeah. And the government knew that, and they came to the warehouse, and they put, you know,
all rated.
They pulled.
There was a door.
There was a door to knock on.
The problem is doors.
They pointed guns at the people at the warehouse, and the people at the warehouse turned over all that gold and silver to the people in the calling themselves the state. They then brought Bernard von Notthaus up on counterfeiting charges, and he was convicted by a jury of his so-called peers. Is still awaiting sentencing. Now has been awaiting sentencing for something like 16 months.
Wow.
And is facing 23 years in federal prison. He's
at
in
which
his
point
60s.
They'll close the door behind him.
But he had good 60s. Intentions for it.
Yeah, and he's going to die in prison if he gets sentenced to anything close to those 23 years. And all he did was create a valuable currency that, you know, was backed by silver and that people were using. There was something like $10 million worth of them in circulation. That can't happen to Bitcoin. It's just not even a possibility because of the way it works. It's open source. There's no company. There's no one man to go and target. No group of men or anything like that. Charlie, we haven't had a chance to talk about the debit card.
Instant debit card.
Can you stick with us into the third hour?
I'm not going anywhere. Don't worry.
Charlie Shrem is here with us from BitInstant.com. And, of course, we'll take your calls as well. Plus, one of the original programmers behind Bitcoin is sitting in the room with us. We'll talk to him, too. Welcome up. It's Free Talk Live.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.